Hey guys, it's Mike with the Daily BM, and welcome back to this episode of Women in Trouble Wednesday, where we talk about men in women's sports or transgenders. Now, I'm not bashing the transgender community inside of this talk. It's strictly about the sports themselves and the genetic advantage that biological men have even after they've transitioned. So I hope you enjoy this episode. Remember, like, and subscribe, and we will catch you on the flip side.
Hey, good morning, fuckers, and welcome to a Wednesday where we talk about the ladies. That's right, the ladies. The ladies. And when I say ladies, I'm talking about my favorite lady, Michael. What's up?
Hey, what's up, everybody? Thanks for having me on board. Yeah. Didn't know I was transgender, but
you are the guest. You can be whatever you want to be in this world today, Michael. So if you want to be a trans or a woman, go right for it.
Seems to definitely be an all-American problem these days, not being able to identify gender. So, you know, I'm sorry you misidentified me.
You're a pretty hot chick.
I go by she it for shit.
The reality is, at the end of the day, you can be whatever you want to be, sir, ma'am, yeah. Whatever you want to call yourself. Just saying. You really can.
I go by sir, actually, or asshole, since you, like, you know, last night.
Change
my nickname to asshole, which pushed it out to everybody on your contact list. So, Tracy's like, why is my phone saying Michael the asshole Preston now instead of hubby? Like,
okay, so first of all,
I don't know how that's that.
That's not my fault. That's an Apple fucking fault. So I'm going to blame this 100% on Steve Jobs. I don't care if you're dead or not. You fucked it up. And you hired fucking Stephen Cook or whatever the fuck his stupid ass name is. And
Tim Cook,
Steve Cook, whatever, it's all the same. And then I literally just did it as a joke. And all of a sudden, my wife last night said to me right at the same time when you text me, she goes, hey, why did Mike change his name to the asshole? I said, I lost it. I literally busted out freaking laughing. I go, what? And she goes, yeah, I just said it updated my phone to Michael the asshole Preston. And I went, are you serious? And I checked my phone, and then I saw a text from you. Looks like you pushed out to everybody on your contacts list. So if you have anybody, that means client saw it, everybody saw it. Yeah. I was like,
which
oops.
Makes me wonder if somehow, some way, our profiles got linked, because we're having that problem with Facebook. So I don't know if somewhere along the line, like, something is inbred on our profiles.
It just knows that we're meant to be together. And I, we're meant to be together all the time. So when are you gonna sign up for your first woman's 400 meter swim pool? No, too soon.
I don't even think I can compete, to be honest with you. I'd still fucking lose.
I was about to go there. If you were gonna say tomorrow, I was gonna go, well, you're still gonna come in dead last, because those women are fucking, like, crazy in shape. I mean, like, right. Crazy in shape, have like 500 times the endurance of me and you right now put together. Like, we could literally say, if they did like a 400 meter in, or let's say even 100 meter, right? Because I think that's what, one time there and one time back. Even if I was on the other side of the pool and you hit the wall and I jumped off and swam the other leg, we would still fucking lose, coming dead last.
Yeah, that's a true statement. You know what I want to sign up for? A beauty pageant. And I just literally want to look at the fucking judge's eyes and just say, and just do that expression like, yeah, just go ahead and fucking say something. Say something.
Say something and pick me to come in dead last, mother effer. Because I'll tell you what. Yeah, I'd be the same.
I'm winning this bitch because, you know, I'm unique and I'm special and I just deserve this because, you know, fuck it.
See,
that's what I feel, so that's what I should get. And if you don't do it, then fuck you.
And I wouldn't shave or nothing. I'd go in there bearded. Mope. I'd be like the bearded lady from a carnival. I would look ridiculous. But, you know, the reality is, if I'm a woman in today's age, I'd be fucking pissed. I would be literally so pissed off because of all the great strides that women have made, to get where they are at, you know, especially in like the sports thing. Because let's face it, man, women's sports tried like decades ago and it failed miserably because nobody wanted to see it. But the talent levels of the women today and the training they get and everything, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't know if you watch this Caitlin Clark play basketball.
Nope.
Sure, but she's like the Michael Jordan of the WNBA, man. I mean, seriously.
I didn't even know women play basketball.
Oh.
Just kidding. And, that was a fucking
joke.
Like,
and just like
up.
That.
Put your panties up in a bunch.
Put your panties in a wad. Just like that, Mike's inbox started blowing up with hate. But anyway, no, dude, she's really good, man. I mean, really good basketball player. She's like the three-point queen, man. I mean, like, I'm talking, like, from range. She could, like, play on the men's court. That's how far her range is, man, from hitting threes.
Wait,
I'm not shitting you.
The courts aren't the same?
I don't know if they're the same size or not. I don't know if the three-point range is the same.
I've never watched NWA for women. What is it called?
MWA. It's no, that's the NWA was a rap group, dude, back in the 80s. That's what, like, freaking Easy, Ice Cube.
WNBA. That's
yeah,
what it is.
The Women's National Basketball Association. Yes, the NWA. Never watched the NWA. Oh, cool. Well, I did. I did in the 80s. I did in the 80s.
I said NWA for women.
NWA for women. It's like, wouldn't that be like WWA, Women's with Attitude?
I guess.
Yeah, WWA. But anyway, back to what I was saying. She's a hell of a basketball player. So, I mean, like, women have come such a long way. And then, you know, and again, you know, if you want to be a porcupine, by all means, go for it. You know, dude, if that's what makes you happy. I don't, you know, everybody has the right to. I'm just saying, if whatever you identify as now today, because I don't know who identifies as what anymore. But I mean, I identify just purely as an asshole. So I'm an asshole. So, but I feel like when you start incorporating.
Can you hear my chip chewing? Is it too loud?
Yeah. So Eddie right now is cringing at his desk if he still listens to the show. I'm sure he's cringing, going, oh my God.
Sorry, guys, I'm starving. I'll take a break. I didn't realize, you know, these chips are extra crunchy. I didn't realize that my mic might be picking
but,
them up.
But you know what, though, about poor Eddie? Ever since he got his lady, he hasn't been around at all. So, you know, whatever, buddy. You do you.
Why has he got to be poor?
Poor Eddie? Oh, he's not poor.
Yeah.
Eddie's got money. Poor? Eddie's got money.
No.
But he's got all the boy toys, you know? In more ways than one. But anyway, that being said, where was I? You threw me off with the chip chewing shit, man. I was talking about
you were talking about NWA and women's national basketball and being identifying as a porcupine.
Yeah, so
I have to listen like a motherfucker.
Yeah, I know you really, and chewed at the same time. I thought you were done eating chips, asshole. Now you just stuck another one in your mouth. yeah, we'll just wait for you, sir. Listen, I hope you're enjoying your treadmill or your time at your desk and why Mike's like taking his lunch break during the morning show. You know, I mean, go ahead, man. I mean, you want to take a drink? You want to make yourself a whiskey or something? But get the day started right. I mean, oh, love, he's looking back. He's looking around.
That's not a terrible idea. Actually, some whiskey chips. Holy shit. That might be a new trend.
Whiskey chips.
While you were monologuing, because I know you're long-winded, I just muted the mic so I could chew my little chip and then just interject every once in a while, like, mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I told you that bitch was crazy.
Yeah, because I'm here to entertain you while you eat. Fuck you.
True story.
Anyway, so, again, what I do have a problem with, and I've said this time and time before, is I have a problem with, getting on a serious note again, is that women have worked so hard to get to sports to where they are. And then men that can't succeed on the men's angle, you know, take that angle to get into the women so they can win. That's how I feel about it.
I'm sure that's not why they're doing
it. Oh, no, I'm sure it's not. But the guy goes like, and I forget the swimmer's name.
Always felt like a woman.
But I mean, now look, I listen, if you want to be transgender and categorize people, fine. But you know what? Then you have a transgender league. Like, you have a women's league. You have, if you're going to separate by gender, then you have men's basketball, women's basketball, transgender basketball, or you have whatever. That makes it fair.
Army of one, like one person.
No,
competing.
I'm just saying. So, I mean, but here's my thought though. Okay. So let's say you have a transgender man, right?
Right. Yes.
And then you have that goes from man to woman or woman to man. Do you separate that and call it trans women basketball league and then trans men basketball league so that when women transition to men, they still play in their league? And because the men are going to become women, right? So how do you separate that?
You want to know my honest opinion on it?
Oh, here we go.
Here's how they should do it.
All right.
Men that transgender, transform, like whatever you call it, transmorph into a woman.
Transmorph.
should be banned from sports until they have lost the muscle mass and they no longer have the testosterone in their system that is equivalent to what they were as a male.
You're listening to the Daily BM.
Because it's an unfair biological advantage. It's no different than a woman taking TRT and getting jacked up and sauced up and then competing. That's really what it is. It's that's where I have the issue. Because you don't really see this problem on the other end of the spectrum. Like, you don't see a woman that has, you know, transitioned. That's the word I was looking for. Fuck, that was probably offensive. Sorry about that. Yeah, I was looking for the word transitioned, not transmorphed. I don't know what I was thinking. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Transitioned into a man, you don't see this problem in sports because they cannot compete, really, technically. I mean, they're not going to be in the top 1% by, you know, just by transitioning, because they don't have that biological advantage of testosterone and more muscle building. So that's just my feeling. Like, they should come up with a standard of measurement that once this person reaches a certain level, that then they're able to compete. Because that's the real problem. I mean, the real problem is it's a genetic advantage. Like, you got a guy coming in that has now transitioned into a woman.
Right.
Who's got the muscle mass and the buildup because he's been benching 400 pounds. Now he goes in as a woman and he benches 400 pounds. And it's nearly impossible for women to get to that level. So, you know, I'm not saying they can't, I'm not saying it's impossible, but I'm just saying that it's a lot more challenging for them because they don't have that level of testosterone in their system, you know?
Well, see, here's my thing too. Okay. So they go through hormone replacement, you know, just like, you know, how, you know, yeah. I take TRT, so, you know, yeah. Whatever, because I have low T. But the reality is, okay, so you have a person that's taking hormone therapy, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if they're taking hormone therapy, would that be considered a drug enhancement in for that sports? Even though it's on the reversal side, you're reversing the hormone, right? Because like you said, for a man to step down even with hormone replacement, unless he – I mean, because I would – your body produces testosterone, right, when you're a male.
Correct.
So if you're keeping your organs, you're going to continue to produce that even with suppression, right? So it's still going to give you somewhat of an advantage. So would that be considered dosing?
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. So to me, it'd be almost like, okay, that's like taking a performance enhancement drug, which they're really trying to move away from in some sports. Some sports are starting to say, why not? You know what I mean? But I think that opens up a whole nother beast, you know?
Yeah.
If you start allowing drugs, you know, drug usage into the sports.
I think they should also have a category for modified. You know, they should also have a enhanced category or an open category that anyone can enter. I think that would be the quickest, easiest solve. And I do stand corrected. Evidently, there's a lot of women that can bench 400 pounds this day and age. So the record's 700 pounds for a woman.
Really? But is she taking any type of sports enhancement drug? Is she taking any, you know, or anything of that matter?
Know.
I'm just curious because, I mean, you can be strong as shit. Don't get me wrong, you know, and some people are just born naturally strong. But I'm just curious.
The American powerlifter standard right now for the world's bench is by April Mathias, who lifted 457.4 pounds in 2016.
Damn. That's impressive, man.
Yes, it is.
I mean, but, that is super impressive.
Again, you know, that's not there. Like, but then the men's, you know, bench press record. Let's see what that is real quick. I'm just trying to fact my check. Yeah, the men's bench press record is 1,400 pounds by Jimmy Kolb. In 2023, he benched 1,401 pounds.
Damn. So it's double.
Nearly double.
Yeah. Nearly double.
Right.
So,
which means you know, by theory, if that's number one, then the median would fall around that 700-pound, 750-pound in the powerlifting realm, which would mean that an average power lifter in that circuit would be better than the number one performing female, biological female, natural female. So that's where the unfair advantage comes in, because I'm sure with, you know, testosterone, and you couldn't do this morally. Well, I mean, they're doing it now, but I don't think you do it, you know, injecting, you know, prepubescent females with testosterone and then letting them grow to the age of competition and seeing how much difference it makes versus, you know, biological females that don't have that extra testosterone added for growth. But I think the easy answer is you just have an open category that anybody can enter. And then, you know, if they want to use, you know, Tren or TRT or whatever they need to use, or they can, and it just be open. And then that would be, you get that title and you just know that you're going up against everybody, as opposed to having biological men in with biological women because they transitioned.
Right.
So, I don't know. I just think my problem is I feel like if you know there's zero chance that you can ever get first place, then why even compete? So I think in my mind, it would eventually cause the death of the sport. You know?
Correct.
So I don't know. That would be my biggest fear. It's like if you show up and you were number one and now you're going against three trans men, and now you're placing fourth place all the time and you're not getting sponsorships, you're not getting anything, then what's the point? You know, like, what's the point of showing up at that point? Like, I other than just the love of the sport, but I think at the time, then it would become, you know, too expensive and nauseating to do because you're constantly losing.
Yeah, you know, I think the world of sports is going to have a tough pickle with this, you know, moving down the road, yeah. Just trying to figure out as more people decide they want to be trans men or women on the either side. You know, you don't really hear of a lot of trans women going and competing in sports against men. You know what I mean?
No, that's what I'm saying. Because they can't place. I mean, unfortunately, I hate to say that, they just can't. Like, it's not
even
going against the elites, you know,
even if they were, in the competition, in the tip top shape, I still don't know if they'd be able to compete with a tip top shape man, like you said, because of the testosterone levels and the men, the way they're genetically made up.
I mean, look at the was it the American soccer team, women's soccer team that went against the
men? They got destroyed.
The high schoolers.
No, they went up against they didn't go up against high school. They went up against a college team, I thought, or something like that, or a semi-pro team. I think they went up against a semi-pro men's team is what it was, because it was I remember it was overseas, I thought.
It was the FC Dallas under 15 boys squad, and they went up against the U.S. women's national team in a scrimmage, and they destroyed them.
Yeah, I want to say that they got like 8-0, 9-0 or something like that. No, 12. It was 12-0.
Yeah.
It was in 2023 when they did that. It was in 2023. It was brutal. It was absolutely freaking brutal.
This one here went 5-2. I think you're thinking of the one where they went against the retired.
Yeah, they players. Went up against against Wrexham FC.
Yeah.
The U.S. women, and there they got go. Destroyed 12-0.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They gave up 17 goals in the tournament and scored none.
Yep.
Now, you know, it was organized by a three-time Olympic gold medalist and FIFA World Cup champion Heather O'Reilly, and coached by the legend Mia Hamm. That's who did it. But they basically, it was a 12-0 drubbing. Of all things.
Yes.
They scored in the Red Dragons is what their name is, that men's club. And basically they scored 5 times in the first 14 minutes of play.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so that right there just tells you. And I mean, you know, I really loved, because John McEnroe came into some heat not too long ago, because he said that what's her name? Serena Williams would get crushed in the men's tennis. He said she wouldn't, he goes, she wouldn't even place. You know what I mean? And they tried to bait him and saying, you want to ask, you know, do you want to change your position on that? And, you know, and step back and apologize. He goes, no, I'm not going to apologize. He goes, cause I meant it. And then they asked Serena Williams, you know, about it. And she, you know, or not about it, but she made a statement herself talking about like going up against, I want to say Roger Federer or something like that. And she had said, I've watched them, the men's game is so fast and so strong that she said she wouldn't even be able to even return a serve more than likely from the men's side because they're that good. She said they're just, it's just a different speed and play of game. That's why we have a women's and a men's league. You know what I mean? And for U.S. tennis. So, you know, even the athlete, even the pure athlete.
Not, it's not discrediting the effort. No. It's just the difference in biology, simple biology.
Correct. And so, that's what she's saying. You know, and she was backing up in so many ways. I mean, she was backing up McEnroe's statement. You know what I mean? Because he wasn't trying to be. Everybody blames McEnroe because they think he's such a dick all the time, but he's really not. But he just speaks the shit, the truth. You know what I mean? And people don't want to hear the truth anymore. They want to hear the sugar-coated, powdered, sugared bullshit. That, listen, man, you can put powdered sugar on a piece of shit, and it's still a piece of shit. You know what I mean? It might look pretty, but it's still a piece of shit. So you can't sugarcoat things. You just got to tell it how it is. And sometimes you might offend some people, and that's just the way it is, guys. That's life. So, anywho.
So I think that I think that's kind of where we stand on this topic. It's a woman trouble that they need to figure out how to solve. And I think women have to do it. Us men, we have no business talking about it, even though we did on this episode. You know, my stance is we can't make the change because that's the original problem. Like the feminists need to step up and start fighting for what they fought for originally because it is being taken away from them.
You know, I'm right there with you on this, man, because
as women.
Yeah, no, you're 100% accurate. I was going to say, I stand behind women and women's sports 100%. I coached young ladies, you know, growing up through soccer. And I'm telling you, man, the game is good. The game is fun. You know, and they need to stick and they need to fight for what they have accomplished over time and speak up for God's sake, you know, and what you believe in. But, you know, ladies, continue to get great. Continue to be you. You know, and get better at your sports, man, because you've come such a long way. And since I was coaching. So kudos to you guys, man. I'm proud of you guys. So, Mikey, you ready to get out of here? Let's get these guys off the hook.
Yeah, let's roll.
Let's rock and roll, man. Let's get out of here. Guys, don't forget, head over to thedailybm.com where you can follow us on all our socials. Don't forget as well, Rumble and YouTube. You can subscribe over there. MasonDangerBeardCO.com. That's where you get 20% off all their shit. And that is using the promo code DailyBM. Mikey. Any last famous words?
Yeah, guys, you know, if you get a chance, try to enjoy some NWA with women this weekend.
Yeah, because the boys in the hood are always hard. Come talking the trash, we'll pull your car. Ain't nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote us, boys, because we ain't said shit. See you on the flip side.
Have a good one.
Deuces.